Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Once Upon a Crescent. Thank you for joining me for season 6. I was, just charging up my imagination here. It's the most important part of this podcast. I tell the stories, you imagine them, and we both learn a thing or two about our deen. Okay, let's get started.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Today's story is called Hajar's Matching Eid Outfit.
Hajar fiddled with her bangles as she sat in the car with her family. Hajar's family was headed to Eid Salah with the Eid Takbir playing in the car. Hajar's parents quietly recited along. Ummi turned around to look at Hajar, who seemed really quiet. "What's wrong, Hajar?" she asked.
"Ummi, my braces are bothering me today. The orthodontist tightened them yesterday, and now my mouth kind of hurts."
Hajar's younger brother Musa interrupted.
"Whoa, you matched your braces with your Eid outfit? Your mouth is sparkly, and those colors match the same ones on your dress."
Hajar smiled at her little brother. Ummi held her hand out to Hajar in the back seat.
"I wish I could help you feel better. Maybe the excitement of Eid today will distract you, inshallah."
Musa tapped his mom on the shoulder and whispered,
"Ummi, I forgot to eat a date before leaving for Eid Salah."
Ummi sighed. "But I reminded you like 4 times to eat the date before leaving the house, Musa."
"I know, Ummi, I heard you, but I just forgot,"
Musa admitted, embarrassed. Hajar and Musa's father chimed in.
"It's okay. Eating an odd number of dates before Eid Salah is only one sunnah of the day. We'll try to do the other sunnahs of Eid day. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did other things on Eid, like wear his best clothes and apply itr."
The kids both sniffed their hands, suddenly remembering that their father had applied itr on them before leaving the house.
"Oh, mine still smells so strong," Musa commented.
Hajar and Musa's father continued to explain another ritual that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do on Eid day.
"He would also choose a different route when leaving the Eid Salah. This is a sunnah we can easily do today. Instead of taking the highway back home like we are now, we'll take the slightly longer route and go through the different streets."
Ummi seemed excited to hear that.
"Oh, Hajar, Musa, there's a cupcake store on that route. We'll stop to get cupcakes after Eid Salah."
Both Hajar and Musa smiled to each other. Hajar continued to fiddle with her bangles and bracelets. She looked around to make sure that she brought her face mask. Hajar held her mask in her hand as she straightened out her dress. Hajar was wearing a beautiful cream dress with flowers on it. Her and Ummi both wore the same outfit to match with each other. The only difference was Hajar's Eid outfit included bracelets with flowers on it and a flower ring to give it a complete look. Hajar was matching head to toe on this Eid day. She continued to listen to the Eid Takbir being played in the car. She found herself repeating it with her parents too.
"Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah."
Musa did his best to learn the pattern of repeated phrases too. Musa poked his sister Hajar.
Is this another sunnah of Eid day?
Hajar nodded.
You'll hear everyone doing the Eid takbir before the salah even begins.
Musa listened carefully to try to memorize this beautiful chant in the way that his parents were reciting it.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah.
When arriving at Eid Salah, Hajar noticed all the different Muslim families dressed in their best clothes. She wanted to just stand by the car and watch everyone walk by to admire each person's Eid outfit. Hajar's father interrupted her thoughts.
Hajar, make sure you take out your small prayer rug and lay it out on the grass.
Ummi held Hajar's hand as she stayed frozen next to the car.
Come on, I have our prayer rug. Come on, let's go. Let's walk to the field and find a spot.
Hajar was so distracted and overwhelmed by the crowds of families heading in the same direction. Hajar felt a wave of nervousness come over her. Eid is such an exciting, fun day, but it's also a busy day filled with people and new routines. Sometimes that could feel a bit overwhelming. Hajar looked up to her mom and remembered,
Ummi, my face mask! I need that!
But we'll be outdoors. You don't have to wear it. Hajar darted back to the car to get her face mask. Hajar knew she didn't need to wear it, but something about it was comfortable and familiar. Hajar joined Ummi while adjusting her face mask over her hijab. Hajar walked along the sidewalk to the field, trying to figure out what they would do about their sandals. Salah was outdoors, so it's not like there was a place to put your shoes or sandals. Hajar watched as her father and Musa split from her and Ummi to head to the men's side up ahead. Ummi guided Hajar through the crowds to settle down in a row for Eid Salah. Ummi took off her sandals and placed it in a plastic bag. Hajar added her sandals too. Ummi smiled at Hajar, who looked surprised. Ummi whispered, I came ready for an outdoor Eid Salah. Hajar smiled and took a seat, watching countless people come by. The one familiar thing that Hajar focused on was the Eid Takbir. She sat down and felt at ease as she let the sounds of the takbir calm her nervous feeling. The Eid Salah was explained by the Imam on the loudspeaker. Hajar and Ummi followed the steps for Eid Salah, and before they knew it, the Salah was done. And the brief Eid Khutbah began. Hajar sat quietly, saying Ameen out loud whenever Ummi would say Ameen.
Ameen.
After the ending du'as of the Eid Khutbah, the Imam greeted everyone in a cheerful voice.
Eid Mubarak. Enjoy with your families and remember Allah as you enjoy all the blessings of the day.
Ummi hugged her daughter immediately, greeting her Eid Mubarak. Hajar melted in a warm hug from Ummi. They headed towards the car where Musa and her father were beaming with smiles. Hajar hugged and greeted her dad and brother.
Eid Mubarak!
Eid Mubarak!
Eid Mubarak!
Hajar's family got back into the car to take the new route home. They skipped the highway and took the streets instead. They drove until they spotted a sign for the cupcake store.
Oh, that's a big cupcake store. I can't believe we've never been here before. Are you guys excited for our first dose of Eid sugar?
Hajar and Musa immediately began discussing cupcakes with each other before they even reached the parking lot.
Hajar, I am so excited to eat all these
cupcakes, what's your favorite flavor?
My favorite flavor is the chocolate cupcake with the chocolate frosting and sprinkles. Who doesn't like sprinkles?
I do! Yay!
Their dad parked the car next to another Muslim family. He looked over to the van next to them in surprise.
Oh, Hajar, look, it's your best friend, Rida. Come, let's get out and say Eid Mubarak to Rida and her family.
This was such a neat surprise for Hajar. She hopped out of the car to go hug her best friend, Rida.
Eid Mubarak!
Eid Mubarak!
They both exclaimed at the same time, hugging one another in a tight squeeze.
Rida looked at her best friend and cheerfully commented,
Hajar, you look so nice. I love how you and your mom are matching.
You are matching with your jewelry too. You have a flower bracelet on and a flower ring. It looks so good.
Hajar smiled big at the sweet compliment. Rida gasped at the sight of Hajar's smile.
Hajar, your smile matches your Eid outfit. This is so neat. Come, let's go inside to check out this place.
Rida said, holding the door open for her friend. Hajar looked at her fancy clothes and wondered if the strangers inside would stare at them funny. Everyone else in the bakery were wearing normal, everyday clothes, but Hajar's family and Rida's family were clearly going to stand out and look different.
Hajar whispered, I have a feeling everyone's going to stare at us.
Rida smiled at her friend.
Come inside, Hajar. You look great.
Don't worry. I'm sure they know it's Eid.
The girls headed inside the cupcake store to pick out their favorite flavors. Hajar lifted her face mask up to her nose to cover her face. The girls had the same flavor in mind as they peered into the glass showcase. They looked to each other and exclaimed,
Chocolate cupcake with sprinkles!
Ummi placed the order with the young lady who was the baker of this store.
Oh my goodness, your girls look so beautiful in their outfits. Is today a holiday or a festival for you all?
The baker asked, curiously looking at Rida and Hajar. Hajar backed away, feeling shy. Rida bounced on her toes, ready to strike a conversation with the baker.
Yes, today is Eid. We just ended Ramadan.
Wow, you girls look like little princesses, and you're totally matching with that flower jewelry,
the baker said, smiling at Hajar. Rida quickly added,
and my friend here, she's matching her braces with her whole outfit.
Hajar, show her your smile, if you're okay with that,
Rida encouraged. Hajar felt uncomfortable. She usually kept her mask on when indoors around other people. But Hajar noticed that this woman was really interested in Eid, and she was making a great effort in making everyone feel welcome at her cupcake store. Hajar looked at her friend, who was in such a cheerful mood. Rida gave her a thumbs up to join the conversation. Hajar decided to be brave in this moment and overcome her shyness. She slid down her face mask and decided to take it off to smile at this friendly baker who was so interested about Eid and all of their outfits. The baker clapped in amazement.
That is too cool! I love how you coordinated it all. I'm so glad you all came to stop by. I hope these cupcakes make your holiday a little more special. Enjoy, you guys. Thanks for coming.
Ummi took the bag of cupcakes and shared them with Rida and her family. The girls sat outside near the bakery windows with their cupcakes. Hajar waved at the baker who was still smiling at her from inside. She peered into the windows, watching everyone else go about their day. Rida dug inside the bag to find some napkins.
Oh, I forgot to get the napkins, Rida told Hajar.
Oh, I'll go get them, Hajar said confidently. She perked up and walked right back into the bakery without any mask on. And this time, she didn't feel any trace of shyness. Hajar comfortably walked back into the bakery. She grabbed her napkins while smiling at the strangers inside.
Jazakallah khairan for listening to today's story. This story was sponsored by Sister Farah for her two kids, Hajar and Musa. I hope you enjoyed this story. To support this podcast, click on the Patreon link in the description box to help produce more stories for Muslim kids.